This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fear is a tool. But when that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. It's a warning.
I've been trying to reach you. Find the gun!
This is about a king, and Rither's the match.
I can take care of myself.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you.
Take it easy, sweetheart. Hear everything they say, ain't you?
Maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there?
I'm vengeance.
I think the best maybe we've ever done.
I think so, dude. I liked that it was the Batman.
Yeah. 'Cause
it's just classic almost. So it's right there.
I'm Nicole Byer.
I'm Lauren Lapkus. This is newcomers.
Yeah.
We are covering the Batman movies this season because we've never seen them, basically. This is the 12th episode of the 6th season. So we're working our way through the movies within the Batman universe with the help of fellow newcomers, super fans, and sometimes even people who've contributed.
And this season is going to be 13 episodes culminating in a very exciting live stream episode. We're going to cover as much as we can to get an overview of the franchise, but we can't get to everything.
But it's going to be 14 episodes, right?
Book.
I had this debate every time I wrote the script.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing.
Thank
14,
you so much.
14 episodes.
We've been wrong today, for 12 of them.
Today we will be discussing the 2022 Batman starring Robert Pattinson.
The way you said
I don't know
that.
Why I said well, there's a lot about how I was phrasing it that seemed wrong. I just didn't like how I was talking. But Robert Pattinson. Well, let's just say we can watch this film on Max Prime Video.
Yes.
We can get it for a fee on Apple TV Plus, Google Play, and Vudu. And by the way, I just understood last time that I read this that Vudu is like the word voodoo. It's V-U-D-U, but it's V-O-O-D-O, right? Like, that's what
yes.
it's supposed to be.
Voodoo.
Never once connected that in my head.
Hey, that's okay. That's fine. Before we introduce our guest, what eyeshadow are you wearing?
Oh, well, thanks for noticing. It's just a little dust of gold shimmer. I don't know what brand. Do you see it? Do you see?
Do you see, guest?
He can't see from where he is, but he doesn't need to see it. It's for you
only. He's blind. He's also an actor, writer, and director. You know him from his work on SNL, Drama Club, Love, Comedy Bang Bang, Ghostbusters, and of course, he was my roommate. Welcome, John Millhiser!
Hello.
John, are you... You like Batman because you're the person who was like, you should watch the 89. Tim Robinson. No,
that's Tim Robinson. I want to see that version. Do you know how fucking funny that would be?
It would be very
As
funny.
Every character. I need him to be every character. That would be
Wait,
so
Wait, what's
good.
His name? Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I just confused those two people.
I can.
We all can.
Yeah, you love those movies, right?
Oh, I loved 1989, Batman, Tim Burton directed. I was obsessed. It was like my first real, besides, I think Roger Rabbit came out the year before, but then Batman came out and it like took over my world and I was obsessed.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit, same feeling surrounding that of nostalgia.
Have I seen it?
I hope so. I think I showed you.
I think you should watch it.
It still holds up.
I think it's a good Halloween month movie. Not that this is going to have anything to do with that.
Well, we are recording during the spooky season.
Yes, we are.
So, do you love DC Comics or are you kind of like Batman centric?
I'm more Batman centric, although I am more into DC, always have been more than Marvel. My dad would travel a lot when I was little, and every time he would travel, I would get excited because he would come back and always give me a DC action figure.
Aww.
So like Hawkman, Aquaman, Batman,
Hawkman.
Superman. Yeah.
There's a Hawkman?
Starting there was really shocking.
Hawkman made a debut in Black Adam.
Oh, okay. That's a newer film.
That's a newer film.
Yeah. And why is his name Black Adam? Seems rude.
It does seem kind of like...
right? Like, nobody calls me Black Nicole.
Let's give him a creative name.
White John. I'm a white Lauren.
If I was a superhero and it was just White Lauren, I obviously would be a Karen. It would be horrible.
Wait, who's Hawkman?
Hawkman is just a guy with wings.
He's a guy with wings.
Or now they're changing it to a girl, I believe.
Good. I like Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl.
It sounds like Hot Girl. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Hot
Girl. I hope she's got big tits and big wings.
Yeah, and that's all she talks about.
It's so hard to fly with my big tits. Wait, tell me, is Hawk Guy like Hawk Eye?
No, that's a Marvel.
It's not Hawk Guy.
Hawkman?
Hawkman.
I really can't wrap my mind around Hawkman.
I feel like Hawkman should have made an appearance in Batman because it feels like they both would be in the sky at the same time.
Yeah. He could have.
Speaking of some of the flying technique, we have to talk about this because this movie, that when he just has like the Missy Elliott outfit and just jumps
into the sky.
When
he's wearing jammies? The Missy Elliott outfit. It made me laugh so hard.
I was just like, I can't believe what I'm looking at. I did kind of like the movie. Wait, really quickly, did you like this movie?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I did like it. When I saw it the first time, I went all out. I went to the Chinese theater in Hollywood. I spent extra money to get the Batman tin it comes in.
Oh. What is that?
Yeah, what is a tin?
It was just
like a tray for the popcorn?
Yeah, it's for the popcorn. And It just had, you know, Robert Pattinson's Batman on it.
Do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
Do you eat out of it?
No, it currently holds blankets.
Oh, it's that big?
Or sheets.
Okay. Oh,
it's not that big, but it's in the closet.
Okay.
When I went to see Barbie, my friend Mariah Smith bought they had a Barbie car that you could get your popcorn in. And they offered to dump the popcorn into the car. I was like, just get it. Don't eat it out of that.
Yeah, don't eat it out of the car.
That doesn't seem yummy.
That's weird.
But lots of fun memorabilia. It's special when they have a thing like that. It does feel very 90s to like get a cool treat with your popcorn.
Yeah, I go all out for Batman. For the Christopher Nolan Batmans, I would draw t-shirts for each.
You're such a good artist. Mm-hmm. Now people need to see that. Can they see that on your Instagram?
If they scroll back a lot.
Okay. Real smooth. People need to see that.
It's as if he made me say it. I just meant more. I can't describe, but you are very good.
You
and people should
artistic.
Know more about that. Yeah, you have a lot of skills.
Thank you.
Special talents.
When I was little, when Batman Returns came out and Catwoman, you know, came onto the screen, I was like, wow, she's beautiful. And I would draw a Catwoman and then run into my sister's room and like, can I borrow some blush and a lipstick and eyeshadow? And instead of using like colored pencils or something, I would beat Catwoman's face on
that's
like paper
so cute.
And like put
that
blush
is
on.
So cute. And that's when you came out to your family.
I came out to myself.
Yeah. That's so cute.
I'm gay, I guess.
Like, oh.
I like that.
That's so cute.
That is adorable.
Do you remember those like stencils? Did we talk about this for some reason? It's coming, giving me deja vu. But there were like these stencils you could get and then like make fashion.
Yeah.
Yes. Were we talking about this?
Did they have those like in the 60s also?
Yeah. Like, yes. And then I feel like they always had cool, you could do cool makeup and hair on like the like, ones that were just heads.
I could never get the line straight and I would get so frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, I never owned one. I just wanted one and thought
I
they were cool.
I owned one.
Yeah.
I think. Or a friend did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a lot of rich friends with things I could play with.
Brag.
So wait, did you like this movie, Lauren?
Okay. I actually did, I think. Mm-hmm. I watched it as a three-part miniseries over the course of 2 days. 1 hour here, 1 hour there, and the third hour elsewhere. But it was, I think that was the best way for me to do it because by the time each hour was ending, I was sort of losing steam. And I think if I was going to watch it in one big chunk, I would have been like annoyed by the end. But this way, my interest was piqued and I really liked it. And I thought Robert Pattinson was a really interesting choice. Mm-hmm. I also think there's no right choice for Batman. Like, there's no right answer. Like, Michael Keaton is my favorite, but I'm like, everyone brings something different. And so you can't really judge a Batman as wrong. He's a weird Batman, though. He's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I
hate my life.
I love this. That was such a, like, genuine take.
I know. It's so real.
I caught myself watching a video last night that was like, why Christian Bale was the best
Bruce Wayne, but not the best Batman. That's so true. No, that's what it is. If we did best Bruce Wayne, it's Christian Bale. Yes. Best Batman, Michael Keaton, in my opinion. Yeah. Okay, so you liked it, though, because you had seen this movie before.
Loved it.
You said it could be longer.
Theaters. I said it could be an hour longer.
I sort of agreed with you. Like, it was not too long.
No.
I did, of course, watch it over so much time, but, like, I feel like it didn't feel like the story dragged on.
No, and I liked the music, and it was, like, kind of film noir-y, and it had, like, a very, like, clear tone, and I just really liked it. And Batman was a detective in this.
He was. And also, it felt more like just like a movie as opposed to a superhero movie. It felt like it had a lot of other elements.
Well, he also didn't seem... So we just watched... what did we just watch? Ultimate Batman, Dawn of Justice, Ultimate Edition. Everybody loves it.
Batman versus Superman.
I don't know. But like Batman seemed superhuman, like crawling on the ceiling and stuff. But this Batman literally was like, I'm going to follow you on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to use the front door.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just out in the daylight.
I didn't love his makeup. Like, it was very emo. It was very goth.
Yes.
And it made him, the Bruce Wayne element, I think I was more like, you're kind of annoying.
Yeah.
As Bruce Wayne.
Well, all the Batmans do put makeup on, but this was the first Batman where he takes the mask off. Because Michael Keaton always had that, but you never saw his, like, black eyeshadow.
Yeah. But then when he took it off, it looked like he was just, like, in the Smiths being, like, he's, like,
but
brooding.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, it was cool. It didn't...
He's a young Batman, so it's kind of, like, he is emo. He's still upset about his parents and just, like, goth little...
It was interesting because to, like... All the other Batmans had a lot of high-tech stuff. He just had a car that went a little faster than others.
A basic car that he, like, souped up.
Yeah. He had, like, the, like, hook thing, the grapple thing that would, like, pull him up and stuff. But, yeah, none of it was, like, as crazy
as... he didn't have a motorcycle that tumbled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he didn't need it.
He didn't need it at all.
But I still have questions, which we'll get into after this quick break. We'll deep dive into the Batman.
Remember in 2018 when border control separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents and deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm-reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero tolerance policy. Once reunited, El Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'd see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that families belong together, join me in supporting El Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to El Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity to donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. eltrolado.org/volunteer. Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash. And we're back. Okay, so The Batman was released March 4th, 2022. It was written by Matt Reeves, who co-created Felicity.
What? And,
That I like.
Yep, and Peter Craig, didn't look him up. Sorry about that, Peter Craig.
We don't know what he co-created.
We sure don't, and it was directed by Matt Reeves.
Who co-created Felicity.
He sure did. And we have to give thanks to the Batman fandom wiki for helping us put together this summary.
Oh my God, I have to say, I bought my daughter this golden book at the Target checkout line that was like the Nightmare Before Christmas golden book, and she likes that movie. And it's just literally written by the Batman fandom wiki. It was like the story of the movie, but like with no dialogue, nothing, like no like descriptive word, just like Jack wanted to go somewhere, so he went to Christmastown. Then he decided that it was Halloween. It was like,
what's the point?
I was like, this is a crazy book.
That's very funny.
It would be a great episode of our podcast. Okay, it's Halloween in Gotham City. A man, Paul Dano, which I didn't know for a long time.
For a very long time.
It was 2 hours in when I Googled. Uh-huh. I didn't even want to know who that was. I was Googling something else, and then I was like, ah, it's him in there. I liked the glasses on top of the mask. He spies on the apartment of Mayor Don Mitchell Jr., Rupert Penry Jones. The mayor watches a debate between himself and his opponent, Bella Rael, Jamie Lawson, who wants to stop the Gotham Renewal Program that Mitchell benefits from. The masked man, known as the Riddler, sneaks up on Mitchell. I didn't know that for a minute either. Sneaks up on Mitchell and bludgeons him with a hammer. Scary part, when he's hiding in the shadow. I rewound it because I was like, was he there already? No, he's not.
He just appeared.
Yeah.
Also, I kept seeing her name, Bella Rael, with... I thought it was real, and I was like, why is there an accent on that? And I guess I never clocked it and took it in.
Her name's Bella Real.
Bella Real. Rael. Okay, billionaire Bruce Wayne, Robert Pattinson, narrates over how he has spent the last 2 years as Batman, seeking out criminals in Gotham. Working with the police department, he has gotten the bat signal as a means to warn crooks that Batman's coming for them. Bruce stalks a gang of thugs with clown makeup, which is so silly. Like, you guys are not hinting, scary.
It's leading maybe to, like, subculture, you know, that Joker exists in this world.
Okay. Because it was Halloween, so he's walking through, like, their version of Times Square.
Gotham Square.
I guess it's quite literally Gotham Square.
I like the design and the look of Gotham.
I did, too. Yes, and it was, like, a cool mixture of New York, and then there was, like, some Chicago with the train and stuff, and that was cool. But yeah, he's coming. I liked when he's going through the crowd and everyone's in their costumes. And so he's like hiding in his
hood. Sight.
Yeah. Did you see that? The one guy that robs the convenience store.
Yeah, with the gourd on his head or whatever.
Yeah, what was that?
So there's clues throughout the movie. If you look at like billboards and everybody's like, hey, you want a drop?
Drop heads.
So that's what a drop head is.
What's a drop?
Oh. That's like the logo for it.
Drop is like the drug that they're taking in the movie.
Oh, but yeah, it's like, okay.
Is it
eye drops?
They
drop
drops?
It in an eye, yeah.
And, okay, so he's a drop head, literally. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the cartoon logo for a drop head, and yeah. That's what he was.
And
I like
that in the comics.
It's on, like, if you keep watching the movie, there's like a billboard over here. It says drop heads, and it has that cartoon logo. And
yeah. But is like, it like saying don't do drugs?
I don't know if it's from the comics.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I didn't know if that was a new idea. Yeah. I liked it.
Seems fun.
Anyway, I want to do drops.
Let's become drop heads, baby.
I just want to do drops.
So they follow a man off the subway and harass him. Before they can beat him up, Bruce steps out as Batman and begins to pummel the thugs as he declares, I'm vengeance.
No, I didn't know about this because this scene was good, but I thought when he says, I'm vengeance, and then Catwoman calls him vengeance the whole time, I was like, it's not his name.
But I guess it's his, like,
he didn't want to correct her.
He's like, she didn't get it.
He's like, I'm Batman, not vengeance.
She just keeps calling me that, and it's too late. Like, I just can't say it now. It would be weird that I didn't say it before. I just wasn't sure about that. Of course, it comes together in the end, and we'll get there, but I just didn't know what that. I didn't love that. Okay. Batman joins Lieutenant James Gordon, Jeffrey Wright, at Mitchell's apartment to investigate his murder.
Freak. When Batman's walking in, the cop's like, freak. And Commissioner Gordon's like, hey. Yeah. Or not
no
Commissioner
name
yet.
Calling. Yeah.
Stop. He's cool.
He's my friend.
He's with us. The Riddler left a card addressed for the Batman, along with a card containing a riddle. And a riddle, what does a liar do when he's dead?
Lie still.
Still lies.
Or still lies? What was it?
I think it was lies still. That makes more
he
sense.
Lies still.
Mm. Like Commissioner Pete Savage, mm-hmm. Alex Ferns, comes in to chew Gordon out for allowing Batman to be involved in the investigation, even though Riddler intended for Batman to be there. He determines that the answer to the riddle is he lies still. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was watching this, and so he gets the riddle, and I didn't know that he was the Riddler yet. And then I said to Mike, I was like, this is like the 1966 Batman.
Mm-hmm. Very detective-y. And, yeah.
And like they have a riddle and all the cops are trying to solve it.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of an easy riddle.
It was.
You got it?
No.
Oh.
In the Batcave.
No, but they solved it really fast.
They did.
So that's easy.
Yeah. If everyone in the movie gets it fast, that's easy. Yeah.
Well, none of the cops got it. Batman, yeah. Who's like super intelligent.
Well, he gets it, but it's easy. So I think it's still considered easy if he gets it really fast.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he should think a little bit.
Because he has other ones where he's not sure right away. And then, or yeah. He even makes the wrong choice.
Yeah.
The movie would be like a half hour longer. Him just thinking, like, give me a sec.
Like, what is it?
Does when he's dead.
Does, okay. So he's laying down.
He's still.
Maggots.
He's, yeah. Dirt. In the Batcave, Bruce's butler, Alfred, Andy Serkis, who is
Gollum.
Yes. I almost said Frodo.
More famously from 13 Going on 30 as the boss.
So Alfred helps him with the figure out a code within the riddle, which spells the word drive.
Now, this was bullshit. Wait, we have to talk about this. This literally made no sense. And I rewatched it because I was trying to understand what they did. They put all the letters from something. Mm-hmm. Was there a key with
He lies still where the there was symbols.
Yeah.
And once Batman answered it, he lies still. He's like, okay, this symbol means H. This symbol means E. So then he used all those.
But then he's like, but there's no vowels or something. He's like, he added an O or
Alfred
something.
Was like, I put some guesses in.
And then it just spelled drive. And I was like, you can't assume that's right. You just put guesses in. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the code.
I didn't get it either. But then I was like, I guess Alfred's really smart too.
Yeah, and I felt like it was one of those things where you're like, the movie's right, and it just is, and they got it. Mm-hmm. And so I was fine with it then. But I did look at that and go, look, I can't make up a riddle, so.
Yeah, I don't know how to make up a riddle at all. And then in one of the movies, they used a New York Times riddle maker. Wasn't that a fact? What? Or a trivia
thing? Yeah, like to help them make the riddles.
I truly just felt insane for a second.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Batman
it was
and
like
Gordon.
Light bright.
And like, it did look like a light bright.
Yeah.
Batman and Gordon find a broken into car in Mitchell's garage that contains a flash drive along with Mitchell's severed thumb, which was nasty.
Or was it a thumb drive?
Well, because he goes, so Batman's like,
thumb Drive. Like, so when you saw Drive, you were like, there's got to be a thumb to go along
well,
with
Well, they
that.
Knew that the thumb was
missing.
Yeah, because he was like, he bled out from the thumb being cut off.
And would that be a thing?
Listen, we're not doctors.
I don't know, but I'm just like, he did get bludgeoned in the head like 40 times. I'm like, that seems more like how
yeah,
he died.
That's what got him.
The thumb being cut off feels like just an afterthought.
Just a little treat on top.
Yeah.
So they find incriminating photos of Mitchell and a woman named Annika outside a club called the Iceberg Lounge.
Batman heads to the Iceberg Lounge. Now, this is, I was very...
This blew my mind.
To speak to mobster Oswald Cobblepot, a.k.a. the Penguin, a.k.a. Colin Farrell. Literally amazing.
Why?
Amazing. Can you imagine if you got to perform with that level of prosthetics, what you could do? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, you like, could do anything you want.
You do anything. I'm like, he looks incredible. He looks like he's like in The Godfather or something.
Mm-hmm.
He is a whole different person. His voice is great. He's a great actor anyway. And I'm like, that's... He just made that so interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how they like came to the decision to hire Colin Farrell to play.
Right.
The
Maybe he was like, I just want to be involved. And like, we cast everything. And he was like, I don't know, I'll be the Penguin. They were like, you'll be the Penguin.
Yeah.
Slap like, some shit on him.
He looks like a real person. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, it's not it's like he's so good. Grotesque that it's like very penguiny. It could be an actor who...
He looks like a great character
yeah.
actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm kind of bummed they didn't give it to
That's
a great
what I
That's
was
the
thinking.
Thing. Yeah. Like, it's like, it could... There's probably people like that who'd be crushing it, but...
Yeah. Like, imagine Danny DeVito didn't play it and Brad Pitt played the Penguin.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really a bummer.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Where's the Danny DeVito of 2022? Where's he at?
Where is he, by the way? Who's the new Danny DeVito?
Where's he at?
Why don't we have one of those?
I don't know. We got to go find one.
John?
John, would you like to be the Danny DeVito
Jonah
of now?
Hill?
Jonah
no.
Hill.
He's going to be so mad when he hears this podcast.
No.
He listens every week. After being denied entry by the thugs at the door, Batman finds his way through a slew of goons before meeting Penguin directly. He questions Penguin about Mitchell and Annika, but he claims to not know anything. Batman notes a young woman, Selina Kyle, Zoe Kravitz, working at the club and obtaining a drug called Drop to sell.
I liked every time he, like, made connections with Selina, it was her boots.
I know.
He was like, she doesn't have other shoes.
It's like, was he attracted to the boots?
Maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
I also liked how he would always, like, confront her. She's like, oh, I don't do drops. And he's like, oh, really? Because it looked like you did.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were all about it. And she's like, back off. We just met.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, he's like, don't you know the Penguin or is that other mobster guy?
Yeah. Yeah, Falcone.
Mm-hmm. He's like, it looked like you were all up in Falcone. She's like, not dating him. He's like, it looked like you were.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really critical.
Very jealous.
Yeah.
So Bruce follows Selina to her apartment, which she shares with Annika. Or Annika?
Annika. He's watching her from...
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
A building across the street.
I loved
he's in
it.
Love.
Yeah.
Also...
Yeah. That's okay. He's in love.
And when you're
that's
in
what
love,
you do.
That's what you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't love how Selina called her friend baby.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were in love. I was like, is she going to be a couple? Are they a couple? What's happening here?
Yeah, I think we're supposed
maybe
to. I think she's bi.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
That was so, like, intentionally vague, though.
It was very vague.
Like, because in the apartment scene, I'm like, oh, they're a couple. And then rest of the time, she's just keeps saying her friend, and then you never see them together again, so you don't get any sort of context.
But I guess they are dating? I don't know. So, okay, they watch the news showing her in leaked photos with Mitchell after Annika goes to bed. Selina sneaks out as Catwoman. And I liked when she, like, flipped up out of the window instead of just going down.
I loved that.
I was ooh.
It was cool.
It's a very Catwoman thing that happens. Like, it happened with Anne Hathaway also when she's in the maid outfit and she goes to the window and then she just goes, flies out the window. Like, it's very cool when Catwoman
does
that.
It's so chill and they just are comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, she goes to Mitchell's apartment, which is now a closed off crime scene where Batman finds her trying to grab whatever she can find on Annika. They go back to her apartment and find it ransacked and Annika's missing. On the news, they see the Riddler has killed Savage along with a viral video sent by Riddler saying that Mitchell and Savage were not the moral men that everyone has been led to believe. Riddler has Savage hooked to a device where two rats will gnaw on him to death. Ew.
Ugh.
That's nasty.
It is.
I would hate to be gnawed to death.
That would suck. Looking into Savage's death, Batman and Gordon find more incriminating photos, this time showing Savage working with a drop dealer. They find another message for Batman, along with another riddle and cipher reading Alrata Alada, meaning the winged rat.
And that was Spanish?
Yeah, but then, well,
it took forever for Batman to figure this out.
Yeah.
What Rata Alada means.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was really confused by that. He's like the pigeon with, what did he say? Like, he's like,
yeah, the pigeon
he's like
with
rat
wings.
With wings, and then, yeah.
It's
and
a
then,
pigeon.
And like, yeah. Right off the bat, you're like, it's a bat.
Yeah, it's like, it's you.
Yeah, like, look at the mirror, it's you. It's like, no, it's not.
Diva, it's you.
You're he's literally like, maybe it's a penguin. Rat with wings. It's almost the same spelling.
So Batman gets Selina to go into the 44 Below, the private club within the Iceberg Lounge. He gives her, isn't the 44, isn't that like Disney's secret
club?
Club
33.
Oh,
yeah.
Oops.
But close.
Thank you.
They do drops there.
For did sure. you like the way Selina walked into the club? Like,
yeah.
I was very.
Yeah. Oh, so she gets these camera contacts, which I thought was really a cool.
That was cool. Batting.
And then I was like, so it's kind of amazing. He's watching what it's like to be a hot woman.
Yes.
Like, everyone's looking at her. Everyone wants to talk to her. Like, it's an interesting experience.
I did love that she's wearing these contacts, which are probably like thousands of dollars, and then Party City wigs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. She had really cheap wigs.
Yeah. Bad. So he gives her, camera contact lenses so he can monitor what she's seeing. They find several city officials are guests with criminal ties, including District Attorney Gil Coulson, Peter Sarsgaard. Really?
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
I didn't clock him. Coulson talks about a
Maggie Gyllenhaal's husband? They're married.
Or brother. Oh, Maggie Gyllenhaal's, Jake Gyllenhaal's
Jake
sister.
Jake Gilly her
There's
brother.
Lots Whoopsies. Of double A's, though.
Got confused. Talks about a rat within the department that's being protected while another woman there mentions Annika. Selina runs into Penguin as well as crime boss Carmine Falcone, John Turturro, who recognizes Selina.
He's awesome.
He's great. I really enjoy
him. I just realized who he looks like. Mauricio from Real Housewives.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know that.
Do you know him from Dancing with the Stars?
Sure don't.
Okay.
No. How's he doing, by the way?
He had one really bad week. I didn't see last night, but he was doing well. And I think he's good.
Okay, so Carmine Falcone recognizes Selina from previous encounters. Selina takes off her contact lenses, tells Batman she can't keep going with her plan, and leaves.
And then she was throwing the contacts out, and I was like, I hope he has more, but this feels like really wild. She's just like ripping them out and throwing them on the ground like they're dailies.
He's like, no, don't take them out! No!
Solution.
I will say that I love Batman's voice in this. I hated Christian Bale's voice.
Oh, I like
Christian Bale. This Batman, though, I liked how he was doing it himself. Like, I felt like it's all himself. His accent was really good, too. Isn't he British?
Yeah, I think
he's British.
Yeah.
Did you know Christian Bale's British?
No.
I really don't think I know that. He's British.
Unless I discovered that on
but
the
I've
episode.
Never heard his real voice. Can we listen to his real voice real
oh
quick?
Oh, my God. What?
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he always plays
an American.
I feel like in everything I've seen.
But in this video, I got into a Christian Bale hole last night at 2 a.m.
This is good.
And yeah, he speaks with an unposh British accent, and then I didn't look it up.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to hear it.
I also didn't like Christian Bale's Batman mask. I felt like he had like chubby, squeezed his cheeks.
Yeah.
So it was like really
this one
short.
Really highlights Robert Pattinson, his
jawline.
Yeah.
And I think it was easier for him to turn, which I think was like Christian
Bale.
Well,
it had like no bottom to it, right? It's kind of more just the top.
Just the top.
But I feel like in the next Batman, his suit's going to be more professional because this is him like sewing it together type of thing. Mm. Same with Catwoman,
hopefully.
So he's
doing another one?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Are they doing another one?
Yeah.
I know. Why did I not? I'm like, and then it's over.
One day it'll be over.
Do more. Okay, let's hear.
About it being somewhat intensive because otherwise I just don't feel I have the confidence. I always imagine that I'm going to get to set and the director's going to go.
It feels like he's doing a character.
Yeah.
Make it up. And I've got to be ready for
this
that.
Is cool. Not ready for I had me. No idea I he sounded like this.
Me neither.
I did.
You did?
I think a lot of people.
I think we're going to be late on this one. No, I think we're newcomers to him as a person. I feel like that was shocking to me. And
it was so shocking.
I don't know what to do with that.
I find
that.
Him so
He's
attractive.
So hot.
Oh my God.
No,
even
crazy.
With all that hair on his face.
I like that less, but I like.
Ooh, wee. He does it for me.
American Psycho.
Mm-hmm. I truly watched that movie where he murdered people and I was like, I would date him.
Yeah, he's like so hot.
So hot. And I have therapy tomorrow, so this we'll talk good. About that.
I've been taking a leave of absence from therapy.
I don't need it.
I put my 2 weeks in at therapy.
I took some time for me. Okay, the Riddler abducts Coulson, straps a timed collar bomb to his neck, and sends him to interrupt Mitchell's funeral. This was a crazy scene. This was a great scene. Batman arrives.
Yeah. I like the when Batman got out of the at the funeral with all the cameras. It was like a little step and repeat.
Yeah.
And he like stood there and like checked his phone and let them take pictures.
When you die, John, I'll make sure there's a step and repeat.
I hope so. Thank you.
It was a real who's who of Gotham City. when Batman arrives, the Riddler calls him via Coulson's phone and threatens to detonate the bomb if Coulson can answer through Riddle. So it's kind of insane. They're at the funeral. Then a car bursts through the church, trying to kill the orphan child of Mitchell, who maybe is an orphan because he has a mom, I guess. But then Batman, does that keep you not orphaned? Batman rolls over him and saves him, which got no cred.
No cred.
I was like, people are giving him shit. Like right before that, Bella Real was like, you don't do anything for the city. I'm like, how about that? He just saved this
fucking kid.
All right, whatever. Nobody cared. And then we find out that the driver is Coulson. So he's in there all strapped up with all those bombs attached to him. And Batman helps Coulson answer the first two riddles, but Coulson refuses to answer the third. Name of the informant who gave the GCPD information that led to a historic drug bust ending mobster Sal Maroni's operation. The bomb explodes. They get everyone out of the church. The bomb explodes, killing Coulson and knocking Batman unconscious. He blew back from that fire. I was kind of like...
He gonna die. So Batman and Gordon deduce that the informant may be the Penguin and track him into a drug deal. They discover that Maroni's operation never actually ended and many GCPD officers are involved. Selina inadvertently exposes them when she arrives to steal money. As the Penguin flees, Selina discovers Annika's corpse in the car trunk. Batman captures the Penguin but learns that he was not the informant.
Yes.
This was a great car chase.
Great car chase.
And when the Penguin's like, I got away, and then Batman's car leaps over, and then he's like upside down watching Batman. That was a great shot.
It was really good.
But two, Colin Farrell's a great actor because I really felt him be like, what the fuck?
It was so good. I'm also just so amazed by the prosthetics that they move so well with his expressions, right? It was amazing.
The sounds of that car chase were also awesome, like seeing it in the theater. It was really cool. And the rain, constant rain throughout this movie.
Yeah. Gotham has a good draining system. They have a good draining system.
Well, they don't until the end.
Who knew they would be ready for a flood because it rains every single day.
That is true. What about when he's talking to Penguin and they think it's him, but then he has the idea to go on his like ghostwriter chat and talk to the Riddler?
Yeah.
Isn't that when he's
that was wild.
He's like
texting him
Jess Green.
Why didn't we do this earlier?
Because there was another piece of the puzzle that they...
Oh, because he literally goes URL.
Oh, yes.
URL. Then he goes www.elorada.com. And then he's like,
yeah, I forgot about that. I laughed at that in the theater.
And then it's literally a black screen. It's like, did you find me? It's like, just like green text from 1990. Did you guys watch Ghost Rider growing up? I don't know if anyone would get that reference.
I do get the reference.
It was like this PBS show where like kids would be like, let's solve a mystery. And then they'd be like, Ghost Rider is going to help us. And it's like a ghost that like moves letters around.
But I feel like, it was like a Ouija board in the computer. Wishbone came on after.
Exactly.
I'm very happy we got the car chase, but like Batman didn't need to go after Penguin. I just feel like the car chase caused a lot of deaths.
He killed like 100 people.
100 people in that car chase. I'm like, you know where his club is.
And it's like, also Batman, you don't kill people, but like you just did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, then it wasn't even the Penguin. He's like, it's not you.
No one cares.
Sorry.
Like, innocent lives lost. That was so fucked up. And he should go to jail.
The Penguin rips them, like him and Gordon being like, you guys got it wrong.
That was a great scene, though. So Batman and Gordon follow the Riddler's trail to the ruins of an orphanage operated by Bruce's parents, Thomas and Martha. They learn that the Riddler was a resident at the orphanage and holds a grudge against the Wayne family. Meanwhile, Alfred is hospital. It's the most logical explanation for a villain that I feel like we've had. Most like straight line.
Yeah. To be like, I was an orphan. His parents did something bad to me. Now I go after the city and
kill
their son.
Every Batman character is an orphan
Yeah, we were saying that in a different episode that Gotham has the highest amount of orphans per capita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
well, when you have car chases like that.
What? Yeah. All those kids, their daddy's driving trucks, dead. Yeah.
Also, Falcone said that Wayne, Mr. Wayne, his dad, was performed like emergency surgery on him because he was a doctor. I didn't know right, he was a doctor and an orphanage owner.
He was like an amazing billionaire.
Yeah.
When you have money, you can do whatever you want.
Oh. He saved him on the table or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big reveal. about Thomas.
I spit my popcorn out.
Loved, my tin.
Right in your tin.
Meanwhile, Alfred is hospitalized after this was so fucked up. He opens a letter bomb addressed to Bruce. Yeah. Now I felt like, don't you know how to read Bruce's mail by this point? This one looks fishy.
Yeah, this one's not good.
It also says for Batman's eyes only, and yet here you are
opening shit
but
up.
I guess maybe he was risking his life. Maybe he knew. We don't know. Alfred was a good person, and
I liked Alfred, and Batman seemed to just be very like,
he's super dismissive.
Get out of here. Get out of here,
my father.
It is very emo.
And then he was like, but I have fresh berries.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck until he's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. The Riddler then leaks evidence that Thomas, who was running for mayor when he was murdered, hired Falcone to kill a journalist for threatening to reveal embarrassing details about Martha's history of mental illness. Bruce, who grew up believing his father was morally upstanding, confronts Alfred, who confirms the allegations, but states that Thomas decided to turn Falcone over to the police after learning of the murder. Alfred surmises that Falcone had Thomas and Martha killed to prevent this. Is this when we see the video on the news? Or no, of Martha?
I think so, yeah, where she was in and out of Arkham or
whatever.
It's
like, the way they showed that whole video, I was like, this is so fucked up. I guess our news kind of does that too.
Yeah.
Like, you just see all the personal details of something.
Yeah. Mm. I thought it was interesting how they presented everything on the news. They were like, these images are gruesome. And I was like, well, don't show it. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I guess that's what our news
that
does.
That's what they do.
They're just like, shield your eyes a little bit.
Yeah. If you don't like bad stuff, don't keep watching.
Don't watch. But I thought this was interesting because I feel like this gives Batman like a juxtaposition to be like good and bad, to be like, well, I guess my family covered up stuff, but I'm this vigilante because I thought that like they were good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Selina tells Batman that, is it Falcone or Falcone?
I've been saying Falcone, but...
Okay, but Falcone is her neglectful father, I gasped.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
She learns that Annika was strangled because Mitchell told her that Falcone was the informant and resolves to kill him. Batman and Gordon... Yes, John?
That phone call that we had to listen to, that...
Oh, of her being murdered?
Yeah.
I know. And then he's like, he's strangling her. It's like, we know.
URL.
I thought he was tickling her.
URL. Oh, no.
Batman and Gordon arrive at the Iceberg Lounge in time to stop her. Batman physically prevents Selina from killing Falcone, explaining that she shouldn't allow Falcone to destroy her future through murdering him and facing prison. Batman escorts a cocky Falcone to the police, while Falcone tells Batman that he knows of all of Gotham's hidden secrets and underworld dealings, and that everything he knows will die with him. No sooner does Batman bring Falcone outside to the police waiting than Riddler snipes Falcone from his apartment window. Unmasked as forensic accountant Edward Nashton, the Riddler is incarcerated in Arkham State Hospital. Nashton says that as a neglected orphan, he was envious of the sympathy Bruce received after his parents murdered. After his parents' murder, he idolizes Batman, who inspired him to target the corrupt, and proposes a partnership, but Batman angrily rejects him.
Why do you think we don't use the same name?
I know, I was just thinking that, like Edward Nygma. It should be Edward Nygma.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, Edward Nashton.
But when you see, once we see Paul Dano's face, he's so great. I thought he was.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was so excited when they first showed like teasers a few years ago of like the Batman, and they showed like that question mark in the coffee and the with the green around the white cup and being like, ooh, the Riddler.
I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
I did. Kind of a cute touch. Like, it's like pretty late to do something like that cute in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, where there's like,
that's very Batman-y. That's very, fun, like comic-y.
How did he make it that?
It's a real departure from Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Yeah, but he's got the creepy laugh and the like, he's like so happy when he sees Batman through the diner window and stuff, and it's like really.
I'm thinking we'll get there eventually, that he's gonna like
wear a green suit with question marks?
A better green suit. Yeah, something. I feel like
his
gonna...
jail outfit becomes like a green suit somehow. Like
he dyes it?
Yeah. You want it to be like that? More like the old
A little
school?
Bit more. I think that adds to the fun because, yes, I get it. They're all, this is as real world as it can be.
Yeah.
But like, let's
it
have a little
fun. It is
more
fun. I know.
Did you guys talk about the Riddler and who was supposed to play him?
No.
In the Batman Forever?
Yes, we did.
Who was supposed
Robin Williams was supposed to play him.
That was so crazy.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, he was told that it was going to be him, and then they used him as leverage against Jim Carrey, basically, or to get Jim Carrey.
Something.
I think it was supposed to be Robin Williams with Tim Burton, and then once that ended.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He was supposed to be the Joker.
Yeah.
And then they used him as leverage to get Jack Nicholson, and then they offered him the Riddler.
Right.
And then, why do I know all this?
You kept it all straight.
Wow,
that was good.
Wow, I hate this.
Why do I know all about this stuff? Angered at being rejected by his idol, Nashton begins ranting, to which Batman realizes Nashton still has something planned. Upon realizing Batman hasn't figured out his next course of action, a delighted Nashton gives him one last clue.
Didn't know that was a clue.
Ave Maria. I didn't either. I thought he was going nuts.
I
thought he was just having a nice time.
Yeah, I thought he was just singing.
Yeah. To fuck with him. The song sung at Mitchell's funeral to imply that the final part of the plan is Mayor-elect Bella Rayel's assassination, but Batman doesn't piece it together, much like us.
Yeah. So then searching his apartment, Batman is inadvertently aided by a cop. I love this little cop.
And the cop's like all dumb. Like, ugh.
He's just like, what are you doing here? You can't be here. Who shows him a carpet cutting tool, which Riddler had murdered the mayor earlier on with. Realizing this tool is another clue to uncovering the Riddler's master plan.
So yeah, they hadn't figured out what the tool was. And then this cop is just like,
he's like, my dad.
It's a carpet.
My dad,
it's a carpet tucker.
The carpet.
It's a tucker.
You tuck
was
it.
He saying he knew what the murder weapon was from the mayor? Because we saw that blood like outline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're saying the cop. Did the cop know?
I didn't know if like the whole.
I don't know if everyone had labeled it. I think he was just going. Obviously, that's a tucker because we have carpet people in my family, and I know that's a tucker.
I'm a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad was a carpenter. My dad's dad was a carpenter.
And then
now
of course, Batman's like, huh?
Yep. And then
I knew it was a carpet tool.
Actually, I was going to do this. Hold on.
So then Batman cuts open the rug of the apartment, and I love when the cop's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do that!" And discovers a map drawn on the floor underneath. Honestly, the Riddler has so much time on his hands.
He's carving into wood.
Yes.
He's putting lights into the floor that are lighting up.
He had to rewire shit.
Yeah.
So he figures out that Nashton has stationed car bombs around Gotham. Just then, an online video of Nashton's final transmission before his capture and incarceration plays.
So Batman gets the password. He types in whatever was written on
what
the floor.
What was it? It was like...
It was like it was a real... Or something like... What's the...
Oh, a real change.
Yeah, and then he's like... He types it in as the password with spaces. And I was like, you knew it would have spaces? Like, that was a little.
That's the only part I didn't believe. Very funny. There's spaces in this password.
Are there capital letters?
So then he gleefully explains that he has amassed an online following that plans to assassinate Mayor-elect Bella Rayel. This I liked because it was very like. Reddit, subreddit, like
it was
incel.
And the way TikTok. The video was so creepy where he's basically like charging up all of these like followers to like want to help him, and they're all sharing information about the guns and like the masks that he wears and stuff. It was very creepy and realistic.
Oh my god, it did remind me of the insurrection. When did the insurrection happen?
January 6th.
What year?
2021.
It was 2021.
I know, isn't that weird?
That's so weird. That was so long ago. So this movie was after. So
2021.
Yeah. But like they were already making it when the insurrection happened.
I wonder if the script leaked and everyone's like, insurrection.
Yeah, that's why they did it. So everyone, all these bombs are going off and he's so gleeful in jail watching them. The bombs destroy the breakwaters around Gotham and flood the city.
When things happen like that in this movie, I'm like, that's too much. Like, how do you, I don't know. Like, I was like, ugh, so Batman failed and like the city's ruined.
He can't. Yeah.
Thousands of people are dead. No.
Like, yeah. the city is underwater. I mean, the amount of water coming in is out of control. People are fully just drowning everywhere. A shelter is set up in an indoor arena where Nashton's followers. So this is where Bella Rayel was supposed to speak and have like a whole rally that night. She was supposed to, or not a rally, she was supposed to announce her winning the mayor role. I don't know how you say that.
The role. She was cast as mayor.
She won the role of mayor
Deadline
by popular vote. So right when she's like, I'm gonna go out and speak to them, and then
I couldn't believe it. I was like,
do you understand?
Do you get what's happening? There's car bombs. There's water.
And the guy tries to stop her, and she goes out and gets shot immediately.
She's like, "Hey guys, poppity pop."
She's like, "Listen up!" And everyone's like, "You're done." But she doesn't die. Okay. And her followers are stopped by Batman and Selina. It does say Bartman fights off the angry crowd, and I just wish Bartman just came into the scene.
Bartman.
Do the Bartman. I did a tap dance to that in my tap class when I was little. We did do the Bartman.
Is that from The Simpsons?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
Well, that's... You got 25 to 30 years of catch up there for you. You'll never catch up. Just don't bother. So Batman fights off the crowd from the rafters, but he finds himself in danger as he squares off with one of Nashton's followers. And that's really scary. It's all these guys who show up dressed exactly like the Riddler with the glasses and the mask. Mm-hmm. And just then, Selina swoops in and rescues Batman before kissing him. Oh, we had a couple hot scenes.
We did. Yeah. And I was very grateful and thankful for
me
that.
Me too. This was a pretty good kiss. Thanking him for preventing her from murdering Falcone. However, the thug comes to and almost kills Selina with a knife right after she kisses him.
Mm-hmm.
Batman's incapacitated from his injuries and unable to protect her, and he injects himself with adrenaline.
I didn't know what the fuck that was. I was like, what is this green juice?
No, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Did you know it was what the green juice was?
Well, I figured it out, but like, I guess there was like a spot in his suit that he could inject it, and it would go throughout his whole body. But
is that real, adrenaline?
I think it's a real thing that
people have for
like... Isn't
that what happens in Pulp Fiction, where she gets OD'd?
Never seen it.
Oh. Mm.
I also have not seen that, which is, my family gets mad every time I say that. It's like a big problem, and I'm supposed to resolve that.
He just got mad. He was like, oh my God.
Okay, forget it.
I did think, like, whenever Batman would, like, something, he would get shot with a shotgun, I was like, it was already, like, basically 3 hours. I'm like, can we wrap this up? And he'd be like,
that he took little rests.
When he was groaning, sometimes I didn't like when he was like having a really hard time.
I liked it. I really liked it.
When he's like, and when like she like when Selina like helps him get up and they're like both like struggling so hard, I was like, just get him up. I need both of you to be strong
right now, in real time.
Yeah. I was like, she's really trying and he's really trying, and it just really stressed me out. So he gets up, he tackles the guy to the ground, and he has the member pinned down and is beating him up really hardcore.
Hard.
When he's stopped by Gordon and Selina, Gordon approaches Batman's opponent and tears off his mask to reveal a swollen, bruised face.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This is the part. Gordon asks, who the hell are you? And the man responds.
Saran Wrap Head.
I'm a whole new character. Let's go.
I was truly like, drag queens do that. They like tape their heads to keep a wig on. And I was like, did they ask drag queens to keep wigs on? And they were like,
wondering,
gotta keep my helmet on.
What his whole, because I was like, do we know him? So he goes, me, I'm Vengeance. And I looked at his face a lot and I was going, is he Paul Dano? He looked like he was so beaten up.
Yes.
I didn't know if he was supposed to be somebody that I recognized or he's just so random.
And he's just an insurrectionist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Batman sees a power line. This was insane to me. Swinging just past the crowd in the flooded water below, throws sparks
everywhere. I thought he was committing suicide.
Same. And then he flails wildly. Then he uses his grappling hook to swing towards
the symbol.
His little symbol. Okay,
he pulls it off his own chest.
Yeah,
it's
he
a
uses
metal
his detachable bat emblem to sever it, causing him to be shocked by the
literally was like, he's like, I can't do anything. He wants me dead, so I should die to complete the thing. I thought that's what was happening.
That's what I thought,
too. No, it was a big power box dangling, and if it, like, was still connected to the power up there and go into the water, everybody would be electrocuted. So he cut the power.
He got a little bit electrocuted when doing that.
He's sacrificing himself.
And then he was like,
And he's like, mommy!
So then Batman rises from the water, lights a flare. This was in slow motion to make the movie longer.
Yes. Yeah.
And leads the survivors to safety.
I didn't like it.
the 10 survivors of Gotham.
I know. I was like, really did it. Everyone's dead here.
So everyone on the top of that thing, I was like, are these the only people left in Gotham?
I don't know what's going on. I was like, then the people trying to race out of there as the water's filling the whole place.
Oh, my God.
I just was like, the amount of stress I was feeling.
It was very, very stressful.
Yeah, the fish,
honestly,
obviously.
Honestly, I would leave Gotham. Like, Gotham has the too much crime-ridden
garbage town.
Why are people, like, moving? Why do
because
people live in Gotham?
It's the city.
I know. It's like, do you see those lights in Gotham Square?
But I guess
that's where I studied improv.
It's like, what's the alternative? Metropolis, where there's a man flying around?
Yeah, I don't know what the
with
options
kryptonite?
Are. And
then
apparently
where does Hawkman live?
Oh, Hawkman, I think, lives in, like, the clouds or something.
But he's,
in a mountain.
It's, like, right over Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're... Okay, so in Arkham, Nashon's upset that his plan failed, and he sits wailing in his cell. A neighboring cellmate, who's largely obscured behind the steel door of his cell, proposes a riddle to Nashon, asking, "Riddle me this. The less you have of me, the more I'm worth." Now, what did you think of an answer? I thought minutes.
Oh, I didn't even think of a single
okay.
thing.
Okay. Did you think of anything?
Well, no.
Okay. I was like... It's minutes.
You and pause then, it.
Wait,
like,
why is it
we'll
minutes?
What's, out.
Like, the less you have, the more it's worth. It's like, you only have 5 minutes left to live. It's like, each minute is so important.
That's
or
a
something.
Nice answer.
That is a good answer.
Well, I was wrong. The answer is a friend. The less you have of me, the more I am worth. It's also the fewer, right? They laugh friend. Together. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, who the fuck was
yeah,
that in there?
Who was that?
You didn't have any.
Is it Joker?
Inkling?
Was it Two-Face?
It's Joker.
Two-Face is. Not
oh yeah, that's
he's Harvey
Dent.
Dent.
I forgot.
So it was Joker.
It's yeah.
Okay, because I saw he's like, yeah, and it was like,
but his face seemed a little fucked up.
Yeah, so I think this Joker is like really fucked up face and like.
Oh okay.
I mean that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
So Selina deems Gotham to be beyond saving and tries to convince Batman to leave with her, but he declines. And they do this like, aww. Will they, won't they kiss? And I was like, we've seen it. Just kiss
I know.
One more time.
He was going in. He yes. was ready yeah. to. And she's like.
And she was like, no. And I did like that
she
he
was
respected
the aggressor
it.
Yeah. At the beginning. Like she yes. did the first two yeah. kisses. Then he was finally in it. She's like.
It's
now
actually not really the
she
thing
was like,
anymore,
you're already
yeah.
spoken for.
Yeah.
And then they set out on the streets on their motorcycles,
loved
playfully
it.
Weaving around each other. I really did like it. Then they get to a fork in the road. Selina veers right. Batman veers left. This is like the end of Fast 7 or Fast and the Furious 7 when Paul Walker goes mm-hmm. off in his own direction because he is no longer with us.
That's so sad.
He looks back in his mirror as she disappears into the horizon. Then he looks straight ahead, baby.
Overall, great.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
it was really, good.
It was really
yeah.
fun.
It was really fun. It was like a cool murder mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were trying to solve the crimes along with
I
them.
Know. I really liked how they chose to do the riddles and all the things. It felt,
yeah.
And that it's all geared towards Batman.
I thought these were the best riddles out of all.
Yeah.
Better than Batman Forever. Or,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were good riddles. I did kind of miss the Bruce Wayne of it all, but I did like that it was very Batman heavy.
I just really didn't need much of this Bruce Wayne. I feel like whenever we saw him and then he's like they're like talking shit. Whenever he's like being talked shit about or whatever mm-hmm. and he was like aware of it. Like I just feel like he's like I didn't like the Bruce Wayne part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when the Riddler was like, when you have your mask on, you get to be your real self. Like I understand. And I was like, that is true. Like he's not yeah. really who he is when he's Bruce.
Yeah. He's a boring, sad man.
Yeah. He did have a lot of costumes I didn't really like that made him look really squat. He had like those big boot. Like there was like some looks that he had.
As the Batman?
Yeah. Like there were a couple looks he had that I was like not really into. And then that big puff that he flew through the sky enough like a flying squirrel. Like then he got caught. In the...
I did like that. That was funny.
I mean, it was funny, but I don't know if it was supposed to be funny.
Sure.
I think it is supposed to be funny.
Is
because
it?
It's like I think his first time using it. He's like, oh, I'm going to try this thing that I prepared. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Okay,
and
yeah.
then he like crashes.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So that was kind of a comical because the music like cut out. It was sort of like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Overall, great.
Loved it.
Let's hear about how this did with awards and how people viewed it. The Batman
did it get
grossed.
I don't know. We'll see.
What?
Okay.
Okay. The Oscars, my favorite category is best sound.
Oh, okay, great. Let's see what happens.
Which sounds insane.
The Batman grossed $771 million worldwide.
Wow.
Tickets for the advanced IMAX screening sold out within a day of going on sale.
Damn.
I see myself going to a future one of these.
I think I will too.
Yeah.
I liked this one.
I think I like Batman generally.
I don't know.
It's definitely the coolest superhero.
It's fun.
Like, yeah.
I
love the Catwoman.
I will review. What is his name? Jim
Carrey?
No, Jim Burton.
Tim Burton. Edward Scissorhands. Nightmare Before Christmas.
I gotta rewatch Edward. I love Edward Scissorhands.
I think I'm gonna rewatch those Batmans. I think I'll appreciate them more. I really should have rewatched them after watching Batman Forever and Batman and
yeah.
Robin. Have you seen Batman and Robin, John? What a wild ride.
Yeah.
Okay. On Rotten Tomatoes, The Batman holds an approval rating of 85%. I disagree.
Should be
I
higher.
Give it 110.
Yeah.
With critics praising Pattinson and Kravitz's performance and Reeves' dark visual language.
The yeah. Batman received 3 Oscar nominations for Best Sound.
Yay!
Hey, it didn't win.
Oh.
Boom. Best Makeup and Hairstyling and Best Visual yeah. Effects.
Did it win anything?
Did it win?
I don't think so. No. Just nominations.
No way.
No way.
Let's read some trivia from this film. Ben Affleck was originally slated to star it and direct the film.
I will say, I am pretty excited that Ben Affleck didn't do another yeah. Batman movie.
Oh, I loved Robert. I thought Robert Pattinson, as I said, also kind of a weird Batman. I liked it. I thought it was just kind of like interesting.
It's a young Batman. We're going to grow with him.
But Affleck stepped away from the project and explained this was due to a combination of factors, including his divorce from Jennifer Garner, the tumultuous production of Justice League, his lack of enjoyment in the role at that point, and his alcohol problems.
Hey, and he had to keep going to Dunkin'
Donuts.
Can
you just say you're busy? That's so many personal things so many you had to share. Things. Like, it's okay. Like, you have a lot going on. Matt Reeves, a longtime Batman fan, quickly rose to the top of the shortlist to take over. Execs wanted an auteur to make the next Batman film and gave Reeves complete control over the next project. Over the project. I think that's great. And I also thought the Nirvana music was really
fun. Yeah, that's
fun.
Cool.
Oh, it was Nirvana?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would like some more songs. I realized it made me think, like, oh, we kind of only have instrumental music in these movies. It was kind of fun to have some lyrics.
Yeah.
In Batman Forever, that's when they got into, like, the soundtrack. I mean, I know Prince that had, like, a song during, like, Party Man, but... Yeah, Batman Forever had a really good soundtrack.
That one was... I remember that soundtrack a lot, which was, like, a big thing. But then I feel like the more recent ones have been more just, like, scores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson's audition / screen test took place while he was in rehearsals for shooting Tenet, directed by...
Tenet?
She added so many N's.
Directed by Christopher Nolan. Pattinson had to lie to Christopher Nolan about it, but Nolan, who was no stranger to Batman and Warner Brothers, immediately figured it out. I guess he's the detective now. Pattinson said, I had a family emergency, and as soon as I said, he goes, you're doing the Batman audition, aren't you? Pattinson also revealed that while auditioning for the role, he sneakily took a selfie in the Batsuit as a memento just in case it didn't work out.
That's cute.
That's wild that they did a screen test in the Batsuit.
That's really funny. I also am like, you had a lie?
Well, because Christopher Nolan did the previous Batman, so he was on kind of, Tenet.
It would be rude.
Was the movie that came out during the pandemic.
So would it be considered like rude to him to go do that or something?
It's just a coincidence being like, hey, I got to step out for a lunch.
Batman thing. Yeah. Maybe it wouldn't look so good. Huh. This is the first version of Batman to address the black eye makeup under the cowl directly. In previous films, the makeup just disappeared when Bruce took off his mask. Matt Reeves stated, I just love the idea of taking off the mask and under that there's a sweaty, dripping, you know, makeup and the whole theatricality of becoming this character.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I'm into it.
That's enough for me.
At the end of Batman Returns, when he rips off his mask, do you remember that when Selina Kyle does that to Max Schreck and electrocutes him with the taser?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right before Michael Keaton rips off his Batman mask, you can see that there's no eye makeup.
Oh,
like, why
because
does he look
he's about to take
and
it off.
And then he takes it off.
Yeah. That's weird.
That's silly.
So Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson received the same advice from the
You got it.
You're predecessor. There. Wait, say it.
Predecessor.
Predecessors. Oh, no. Of their roles, Michelle Pfeiffer and Christian Bale, respectively. Make sure you can go to the bathroom while in the costume.
That's a great
smart.
Tip. And if that's the only thing they took away from it, that's pretty funny. Not being able to pee in a costume is horrible.
It's awful.
Horrible.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You just, like, don't drink all day and then you're dehydrated and tired.
It's, like, awful.
Ugh.
And if you're wearing that and you can't take it, you can't pee. I mean, how do they do? Well, I wonder if they made a little flap.
I hope it's, like, Spanx.
Yeah, there's a hole. Matt Reeves stated that his version of the Riddler was partly inspired by the infamous Zodiac Killer, an unidentified serial killer who operated in Northern California in the late 60s and used ciphers in his letters to police. In the film, Riddler begins his video saying, "This is the Riddler speaking," and the Zodiac began his letters with, "This is the Zodiac speaking." The Zodiac also murdered his victims while wearing a leather suit and mask with glasses over the mask, just like the Riddler wears. That's really interesting because I thought that was such a fun choice.
Like a weird choice.
It was so weird, yeah.
Yeah, gotta see with his mask on. Reeves' Batman, however, was inspired by Kurt Cobain. Reeves was listening to Nirvana when he wrote the first act, and he stated, "That's when it came to me. Rather than make Bruce Wayne the playboy version we've seen, there's another version who's gone through great tragedy and became a recluse." Kurt Cobain had a relationship with fame where being famous was not his goal. He loved music, but the idea of being famous for music was a double-edged sword for him.
I just read an essay about Kurt Cobain last night. So I'm reading this 90s book by Chuck Klosterman. It's all just each essay is about some other part of the 90s. Anyway, he was so against fame and all of the, like, the money and all the stuff. He made Courtney Love return a car that she bought and keep driving their old Volvo.
Oh,
because he thought that it looked bad that she was driving like a fancy car.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't really match with the vibe that you guys are trying to put out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like that inspiration. That's interesting. And then that's why he used the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back with a little more Batman.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30, and it was so, so helpful for me. For learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people, and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Ooh, we're back. Holy Batman, Batman. This is a new segment. New
okay,
to this
get ready.
Season.
Get ready.
Okay, John? So we're going to rate Robert Pattinson on the definitive newcomers Batman scale. We're going to use our phone. So take out your phone to rank this Batman across 5 unique characteristics. Preparedness. How prepared is this Batman? Does he get to use his little gadgets and tools? There's your QR code. Detective ability. Does this Batman get to be a little detective? Is he good at mystery solving? Voice graveliness. How gravelly is this Batman's voice? Sadness. How lonely slash brooding slash emo is this Batman? And finally, hotness slash horniness. How hot and or horny is this Batman?
Okay, I'm excited. I actually thought about this poll during the movie.
I don't need the voice to be that graveliness.
Okay.
You can explain your votes later.
Yeah, now is not the time.
Everybody in?
Okay.
Okay, so preparedness. We gave this Batman 94.3%. I mean, he's quite prepared.
Yeah, pretty prepared.
Yeah.
His flying contraption. That's why I took a little bit of points off. That's where it's a little bit. Yeah. Where he's like, now he's like, the next time I do this, I'm going to have like something to help me.
He should have tested it out first.
Yeah, but there was no time.
No.
They were going to get him. Detective ability, 97.7%. He was a great detective.
I thought he was a great detective, minus the...
He got a couple things wrong, but I mean, detectives aren't always right.
Correct.
He always knew where his letters were. In the cages and stuff. He also would reach for the letters so slow.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was sad.
Yeah. True. Well, voice graveliness, hold on, 73%. I gave him 100. I thought he nailed it.
You thought it was gravelly?
Yeah, it's like the brooding gravelly.
I didn't think he was doing
it all himself.
Okay.
No modifications.
I thought it was kind of gravelly. Yeah. It could have been a little bit more gravelly. Like, I just remember Christian Bale's, who is he?
Yeah, the teeth. You made your teeth look like him.
Well, I'm doing Pete Holmes doing Christian Bale's Batman.
That's good. Sadness, 95.7%.
He was so sad.
He did not smile once.
He was really sad.
He really didn't.
Yeah.
Not even with,
you have a lot of cats.
He never smiled. I didn't want to see him smile.
I kind of did. Just one little smile.
I think he was maybe smirking when he saw Selena drive off, or like kind of like, there goes my girl. I'll get her later.
Maybe. But I also really wanted to address how many cats Selena had. There was at least five.
In her apartment.
Which is kind of wild.
Yeah. And then she had one she put in the back of her motorcycle.
Did she?
Yeah, at the end.
I did not clock
that. She walked in and then I was like, I was thinking a lot about the animal handler situation happening off to the side. Because she's like holding this cat and she like shoves it into like a basket. And then like you don't see her close the top of it because it's like, I'm sure it was really hard to deal with. Uh-huh. And she just turns around and is talking to him. I'm like, cat's gone. Cat's
gone. See you later.
Too difficult. Hotness / horniness, 84.7%.
I gave him 100%.
I went lower. I felt like he wasn't very horny himself.
No.
I wasn't attracted to him, but I did feel that it was hot, so I didn't go low.
What about when he's like trying to figure out this like Riddler puzzle and he takes off his shirt? And
I didn't like that.
I
said, ooh, beefy shoulders.
I just, it wasn't doing it. It was, the emo element threw off a lot of
I liked the emo element. Yeah, I was like, I think I could make him happy.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is maybe my issue.
He fell in love with Selena very fast. And
because he's so sad.
Yeah.
He was horny.
He was horny, I guess. Well, we'll fix it in post. Now time for Tear and Kill'em segment. How did the score? Give your quick opinion on the score/soundtrack. The score was by Michael Giacchino.
I think Michael Giacchino did a very good job.
I thought he did too.
I really loved it. This is one of the... not the first movies that I really noticed the score, but I like enjoyed the score with the movie.
I agree.
Interesting. I have the opposite where like Tim Burton's Batman, like dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun. Like, well, that's Joel Schumacher's. But there's like, I can tell which Batman is which. And also with the Dark Knight, Christopher Nolan's Batman. But I couldn't pinpoint what the score was.
Well, I guess it's just...
I know there's like lots of like horror sounds, like kind of scary music, but I couldn't like hear the Batman theme.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I guess I didn't mind because I liked the Nirvana thing so much. But I was like, that's fine. I liked it.
What was that Nirvana thing that they used in the beginning? What song was that?
Something.
Yeah, that's the Batman theme for me.
That's
the Batman theme.
Because they played it at the end too. He's like,
Yeah, so that's what it was for me. I loved it.
Great. Five kapows. It's time for reviews. We like to read reviews from Letterboxd. Are you on Letterboxd, John? It's a site where you can rate movies and see what your friends think of the films as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
We're on there as newcomers if you want to see. We're going to each give this film a one-sentence review and a star rating.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first. I feel like... okay, my review is fun murder mystery. Kept me on my toes. I did watch it as a three-part miniseries. I recommend that for anyone who gets bored easily. But it was a great movie. 5 stars.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. 5 stars.
5 stars. I'm actually shocked by myself.
I'm also going to give it 5 stars.
Yeah.
Could have been an hour longer. Loved everything about it. Every choice was good. Loved his jammies flying through the city. I would watch Catwoman and Batman fuck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's got to happen.
That's nice.
At least in our minds.
That's nice. It happened in my mind last night. John? Yeah.
I will give it 4.5 stars.
Uh-huh. Room to grow.
Wow.
I thought it was a really good pilot that had a lot of responsibility of introducing a bunch of characters and a bunch of storylines, and I think it did it really well. And I'm excited for the future episodes and the upcoming seasons. The sequel.
I love it. Some people on Letterboxd said they gave it 5 stars. Sophie says, I just love the idea that when he sees the bat signal, Bruce Wayne has to take a few minutes to apply his eyeliner first.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Blonded gave it 4.5 and said, Bruce is a stronger man than me. I'd have jumped on the back of her bike and said, where are we heading?
Well, yeah, samesies.
Cute. All right. We also love to read reviews of our own podcast.
We do.
This one was 5 stars. That's what we like, and that's the only type we read.
It's the only ones we read. If it's less than 5 stars, it doesn't exist to
us. I don't know about it. This one is from Scantily Plaid. Just re-listened to the Ahmed Best / Jar Jar episode. 1,000,000 heart emojis, 1,000,100s, and 1,000,000 party balloon pops. Really,
I think that's
cute.
A party hat?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's not a balloon by any means. I thought they can't see it. They don't. I don't have to explain myself. What do you call that? A party popper.
Party popper.
Thank you so much. Please leave us a review if you haven't yet on Apple Podcasts. We pick one to read on every episode, and we also ask that you rate us on Spotify. It takes but 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
To give us 5 stars.
John? Do you have anything you would like to plug or promote?
No, just what do you guys think? I'm trying to think of a Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought of this, and it has to do with Batman. What if I was Bob the Henchman?
Who is Bob?
Oh, okay. We remember him.
We
he
do.
He was from 89 Batman. He was when Joker was like, Bob, you are my number one, and I.
Is he a clown?
No, he's got the blonde hair. He's a dirty man.
Blonde hair, dirty man.
Bob the Henchman.
Bob the Henchman.
I mean, this is very
He
niche.
Was also an action figure that I had when I was little.
Okay. Did your dad bring it back from a trip?
Yes.
Hawkman and Bob the Goon.
You don't...
Oh, yeah. I remember this guy.
Oh, I barely remember him.
He looks like Tom Petty.
Yeah.
I think people might think you're Tom Petty.
Yeah.
But...
That might be a tough one. Why don't you go as Poison Ivy?
Or Poison Ivan.
I mean, if you must. You could be Poison Ivan. Well, we'll be back next week with our last episode of the season, The Flash.
Well, should we rephrase that?
We'll see you. We'll see you next week with our second to last episode of the season, The Flash.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bye. Newcomers is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our producer is Ali Khan. Our executive producer is Anya Kanivskaya. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Ferris Manchi, who also composed our theme song. Follow us on Letterboxd at Newcomers and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We might just read it on the next show. Bye.
That was a HeadGum original.